need content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 6th, and we're back in the studio. You're all pink this morning.
Hey,
it looks good.
And it's Victoria's Secret pink.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Thanks.
An entire outfit in pink. I like pink on women. It looks nice, you know?
Thank you.
It's kind of like not too offensive.
If I were to wear red, would it be offensive?
No, actually, I love red.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Red? Red mix? Okay, actually, they did a color. I can't even speak. Let me slow down. They did a color study, and I don't know who they are, but I found it somewhere, and how the color red actually makes men think of sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And pink makes you younger. Mm. White, innocent. Black, not so innocent.
Yeah.
Blue was calming. I can't remember what else, but it was interesting.
Yeah.
So when women wear red, they get noticed more by men.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's just because red stands out, I think, you know?
I agree with that,
too. I mean,
I
love
right.
red. It just makes me
but
feel so good,
makes
you know?
Men think of sex more than they normally think
okay.
of sex. I don't know. This is what the statistics said. Whatever. Just letting you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I like red and black, and I like them together, too. They look nice, you know? And, yeah, it's cool. What's your favorite color?
Green, actually.
Green, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I love
That's
green.
Interesting.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, green looks nice, like, in nature and things like that. You know, as far as clothes, I'm not so sure about that.
It's funny because green's one of my favorite color, or is my favorite color, but I don't have that. I was actually, when I was painting my room, like, why don't I have green on my wall?
Yeah.
You know, I would think that I would pick green, and I didn't.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Green on a wall is kind of, like, distracting, I think.
No.
It's too much. No? What shade of green are you thinking?
Well, I like the sage color greens.
Mm-hmm.
And my old house, the hallway was painted green. I still have that can of paint. I love that can. I love that paint.
Really?
I may paint my office that color.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you like it, you know, it's always important to be in good colors, you know.
Yeah. So. It makes you feel good.
Yeah, it really does, you know.
Which, by the way, my floors are still not dry.
Really? Wow. You better freaking call someone. At least go on Google and find out why.
Oh, actually, this just in. I got a text saying that it's almost dry.
Oh, really?
A few spots of stickiness.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, there you go. You see,
I haven't been home, so I don't
getting
know.
Getting better.
But, yeah, no, I'm excited. See, that's what I thought. Put the polyurethane on, and it'll make it, you know, not be. Because I think there was, like, the stain was an oil base, so it would not dry.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, oh, maybe it's because it's oil-based and, like, it's not supposed to dry, maybe? I don't know. So I put polyurethane. I've never done this before. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No clue.
This, you didn't research this or anything
before. No. When I have an idea in my head, I just do it.
You just do it.
I don't think about anything else. I just, this is what I'm doing, and I want it done.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be, like, a one-day project. Maybe 2 days. I don't know. It's been a week.
Yeah.
Or it'll be a week before it's done. Because only half my room's done right now.
Yeah.
I still have to do the other half.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So what I decided I'm going to do is once this side's dry, I'm just going to push the bed over to the other side of the room.
Right.
And then my two dressers that are right there, push them, and then finish the other side. And then at least I can use the side of the room where the balcony and the bathroom are. Right now, I've had to walk all around the house just to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And it's hard to do these things when you live in the house, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
everyone's mad at me.
Yeah, and it's hard because you got to move furniture and things like that.
Oh,
you know?
It's all in the dining room.
Yeah.
Like, minus the three pieces of furniture that are still in
there.
Yeah,
that's what I figured. Yeah. You know, we need our carpet changed, and the thing is, they're reluctant to do it because we're living inside, you know, you got to move furniture and shit.
Yeah.
And we've got some really heavy furniture, too, you know, like a wall piece.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that. So I don't know how they're going to do it, but it needs to be done.
You know? It's funny because I have this really, like, a lot of my furniture is, like, from India, so it's this big, old, you've seen my place. Mm. So it's, like, big.
I don't remember anything.
Oh, okay.
No, but describe it. Go ahead.
It's all, well, it's like Indian or Moroccan. It's like a mix or whatever. But anyway, actually, there's a couple Asian pieces, but they all look like Moroccan. They're heavy old wood, you know, so like these dark pieces of like, and there's massive heaviness. And, oh, actually, I didn't tell you what happened. So I have like a four-poster canopy around my bed, which now it's a three-poster canopy because I broke a piece.
Right. You told us about that one.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out, well, I tried the other day to figure out, I'm going to put it back together. Like, it has to happen. And I have another set. Like, I have another canopy set. It goes over my dining room table. Mm. So, I don't know. I just like the Moroccan,
Wow.
feeling. So I technically could switch it out and move it. But, I mean, I like it over my dining room. So, and I like it over my bed. I probably should switch them in case I hammer it wrong, it falls in my face when I'm sleeping. But anyway, so moving these heavy pieces of furniture are like hell.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
But if you watch me, it's pretty funny because people have walked in, like the roommates have walked in, like, what the hell are you doing? It's a process. Like if I were to lean against the wall on the floor and use my legs, because my legs are so strong, my arms, no, I'm puny. But my like legs are super strong. I can like bust them out. Like I can lean up against the wall
and push it.
And that's how that's how I push the stupid dresser around the room because it's so freaking heavy.
Yeah.
It would take like two people to move.
Yeah.
But I'm like, uh-uh.
Wow.
And that's
I
how
know.
You like,
that's
kick
a
it.
Bitch, you know? Oh. It's just like moving, you know? When you move, it's like all
that's
the
when I hire
and stuff.
I go to Home Depot and I hire
the Mexicans with a U-Haul.
I almost gave up the other day. It was yesterday and I was like, I'm so frustrated with the floor. I'm just going to go to Home Depot and pick up like one of the Mexican guys. I'm sure they would know.
They know what
they're
doing.
And just be like, look, here's $20. Can you figure it out?
Yeah.
Just tell me what to do. I'll do it. Just tell me what to do.
Yeah. Like I told you, go inside the fucking Home Depot and ask.
That would make too much sense. And yeah, I always
guess
have
it
sense.
Would. Not asking for directions, huh?
I am that person that, well, I'll just figure it out. Actually, I will say that's the most frustrating thing is when you're lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating. And we rely so much on communication on our phones or like our GPS in the car if you have it. That it's ridiculous. So when it goes bonkers and you're driving and you're like, I have no idea where I'm going. You know, I will pull over and I will ask someone.
Yeah.
First, I'm going to figure it out for like a minute.
Yeah.
And then I'm such a dude in those ways. I will figure this out.
I know.
I'm like, forget it. I'm wasting time.
Yeah.
Get out and ask someone.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I don't know why men do that, but they do.
I don't
know.
I don't know.
I always used to say, well, no, I don't do that, but I do. You
totally do that.
Yeah,
oh, I can totally see you doing it.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out, you know.
It's the same thing, like, when I put things together. For example, I am very handy. I'm, like, fix-it handy person completely, except for when it comes to doing floors. I thought this would be, like, easy. No. But when I go to, like, IKEA or, like, Pier 1 or somewhere and I... you know, buy a bookcase or I buy something and it's like, okay, I don't read the directions.
Mm.
No, I look at the picture and I'm like, okay, that's what it's supposed to look like. Done.
Right.
And I do it and it's done.
Yeah.
I don't ever read those directions.
Good. Well, you've got
and it's done in like
sense.
20 minutes. Like,
yeah.
It's like, done.
I know. But you know what I discovered is you can buy IKEA things, for example, for like a lot less if you buy them from Craigslist, you know?
Oh,
and you don't have to buy
brand
new when they're already assembled and everything.
Right.
You know? So people do that. And I'm thinking I should utilize Craigslist a little more, you know?
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of things you can do there.
Well, I just... Actually, it's funny. Joey helped me out so much. our dear Joey.
Uh-huh.
Because there was this awesome bookcase that I wanted, and it was all the way in, like, Santa Clarita. And since he lives all the way out in Bumfuck, I was like... do you happen to know where the street is? And it was a lady that, I guess, I don't know, she jacked them from Pier 1? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But, or from IKEA, wherever it was. But she literally, she had like a ton of them on Craigslist. And so I was like, oh my God, they're only $30. This is awesome. This is so worth it. But I don't want to drive to Santa Clarita. Like, I really don't. Yeah. So I asked Joey, and he's like, yeah, I know where this is. And I'm like, cool. So he was awesome enough to go and pick it up and then bring it to the studio.
Nice.
And so then when I came in for his show, like, I picked it up that night.
Wow.
I was like, yes.
How cool.
I know.
Okay, well, I think we have the guest calling, so you might as well introduce him when we get him on the line here. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, it's Steve Sheldon from the Queen Mary.
Yay. How are you?
What was the name? How are you?
Good. It's Steve from the Queen Mary.
Oh, Steve. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
So, many people know about the Queen Mary, and then many people do not know about the Queen Mary. And it's I want to let you actually explain a little bit more, because I know of it as a ship that used to be in World War II, and it's been, I know it's one of the most historical places and one of the most haunted places in the U.S., correct?
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, we are a historical landmark. We are the Queen Mary. Originally was launched by the White Star and Cunard Lines as a luxury liner, luxury ocean liner, and she spent the first years of her service going back and forth between New York and Southampton.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And carried a lot of passengers back and forth. She was then commissioned during the war, during World War II. She was commissioned by the British Navy as a troop carrier.
Oh,
so
wow.
She carried British and Allied troops back and forth, and is holds the record, actually, for carrying the largest number of people on any vessel in the history of mankind.
Really? Oh, and how many people were those? I mean,
it was over 16,800 people in one trip.
Wow.
All packed into the Queen Mary.
Yeah. And those were troops?
Those were all troops,
going
to and from the war.
Wow.
So she also, toward the end of the war, served as a transport for war brides and children and for wounded warriors.
Oh, wow.
And then after the war, she was put back into service by Cunard as a luxury liner again, and she sailed until 1967 when she was purchased by the city of Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And now she is moored permanently here in Long Beach and is a tourist attraction.
Oh, I didn't realize it was such long ago when Long Beach actually got the ship. And because I remember it, what was it, like 20 years ago or something, you guys said it and put it into service as a hotel? And
no, she actually went into service as a hotel in 1971.
Oh, wow.
She arrived in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually been a hotel and a tourist attraction longer than she was sailing the seas.
Oh,
wow. Amazing. Now, the ship is not designed to carry 16,000 people, is it?
No, no. In fact, I think the maximum number of passengers when she was in regular service was just over 2,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So the ship has been converted into a hotel. What else can people find there when they go on the ship?
So you guys have like bars and all kinds of tours too, right?
Absolutely. We have a lot of tours, so guests are invited to come aboard, and they can take any number of guided tours that are led by our honorary captains who take guests around and kind of share the history of the ship with them. We have the main hall area, which is, you know, all original and has some very nice shops and things that you can do aboard. We have restaurants and bars. We have the Queen Mary story, which is our museum, and it kind of tells the history of the ship and all throughout her years of service. And then we also have adjacent to the Queen herself, we have about 45 acres of property. So we have all kinds of different events going on at the Queen and at the event park that's on our property. So pretty much every weekend there's something different to do.
So what is, you guys have Chill going on right now, right?
Yeah, Chill. We just launched Chill actually on November 17th, and it's open through January 6th. And it's the largest holiday-themed attraction anywhere on the West Coast.
Oh, cool.
It's a really unique event that has... The centerpiece of the event is the Ice Kingdom, which is a 13,000 square foot walk-through exhibition carved from 2 million pounds of ice. It really is an amazing sight to see. It was carved by 30 Chinese artisans who came over from from Harbin, China, and spent about a month and a half carving what you see in our exhibit.
Wow. But the exhibit is not on the ship, right? It's in the property?
The exhibit is not on the ship. It's actually in the dome that used to house the Spruce Goose, which is on our property.
Right.
So the Ice Kingdom is there, and then we also have a 100-foot-long ice tubing slide. We have an ice skating rink that's about 6,500 square feet. We have Santa Claus and carolers and pretty much everything holiday-themed you could imagine.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, I remember a long time ago, right next to the ship, there was a Russian submarine. Is that one still there?
Yeah, the Scorpion is still there. So it's right beside the Queen Mary, and guests can actually go aboard the sub and tour that as well.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, you can spend, like, really a whole day there. Long Beach is beautiful. I haven't been in a while, but this is now a good opportunity, now that we're talking about this, to check out the ship. For someone who's never been on a cruise, it's a good opportunity to check out a ship and see what it's like.
I've never been on a cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, obviously the ships are a lot different now, but, but still it takes you back in history when you go up there.
That's what I think is really cool about it. Like, I love history so much, and I think that's awesome that this little piece of history literally is right here. And I mean, people know about it, but not, I mean, I've lived here for how long, and I've never gone.
Really?
I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I think it's cool too, because you guys, like, I know it's haunted. I love that kind of stuff. So
really?
Is it
haunted?
It's one of the most haunted places, I think, in the U.S., correct?
Is that true, Steve?
Yeah, it is known as a landmark and a hub of much paranormal activity. There's been a lot of investigation of paranormal activity aboard the ship, and obviously we have had many people, unfortunately, lose their lives on or around the ship during her years of service.
Wow.
So, people have experienced many unique things aboard the ship. I never have experienced anything myself, but I know a lot of people have.
Wow.
So if you were to, like, come and, I mean, is there, like, a room that's, like, the most haunted area of the ship?
Yeah, there are. There are specific rooms that have had more activity reported than other rooms. There's a couple of hotel rooms in particular that have had quite a bit of activity reported.
That's what I'd want to stay in.
Changing room in the main pool area, the first class pool, is one place that there's a lot of activity reported. So yeah, there are definitely areas that the ghosts reportedly like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you guys have a website that people can visit?
Yeah, it's queenmary.com.
Okay, simple enough. And so everybody, you know, especially tourists that come into LA and stuff, if you want another place to hang out, you know, it's not just about Disney and Universal Studios here. We've got a lot of cool stuff.
Exactly.
And Long Beach is not too far from LA, so it's definitely worth the trip. There's a lot to see in Long Beach anyway. They've got the aquarium and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
And I think the Queen Mary is sort of like right across the bay, right? From
it is. It's right across the bay from downtown. So we are neighbors with the aquarium and with all the other activities that are going on in downtown Long Beach. So you can definitely come down and spend a day in Long Beach.
Amazing.
It's worth it.
And that chill is through January, you said?
Chill is open through January 6th. It's open 7 days a week.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Okay, well, Steve, thank you so much. I mean, this is very exciting.
Totally
and,
cool.
Definitely another idea to go and, you know, spend the weekend or something. And again, you know, it's a hotel and a very unique one, obviously. You know, you go on a ship, but it doesn't really go anywhere, you know.
It is. It's definitely unique. We are the largest collection of Art Deco art and architecture anywhere in the world.
Wow.
And it's like taking a step back in time. So it's definitely a unique experience and one of the only times you'll be able to stay in a room that looks pretty much the same as it did in 1937 when the ship was launched.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay, everybody, go check out queenmary.com and go check out the ship and everything. Steve, thanks again for everything. And all the best.
Absolutely,
of course.
Yeah.
Take care.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. That's so cool.
Yeah. No, I've been on it, but it was really a long time ago. It must have been 10 years maybe that since I've been. And it's exciting, you know. And if you go into that submarine, it's like, you know, an old Russian submarine, but you really get the feel of what it's like to be inside of one.
See, we have one
it's
in Maryland.
So cramped and everything. You
in
know?
Baltimore, uh-huh. like in the Inner Harbor there, we've got a couple ships that are banked in the Inner Harbor. And, yeah, they're supposedly haunted too. But there's a submarine, and I went in the submarine. I thought it was so cool. Yeah. And actually, they did take us on a ride. Was it that one or was it another one somewhere else? I don't know. And then, of course, if you did Disneyland and you went in the 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea one, they take you around.
Really?
In a submarine. Don't you remember that?
Oh, in Disneyland.
Disney World.
Yeah.
Disney World.
I've never been to Disney World, so I don't know.
You get in the little submarine and they take you around Tom Sawyer's Island.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow, I'll have to go there sometime.
There's also the ferry that does it too, but yeah.
I mean, I can't see myself traveling to Orlando just to see Disney World. I'm too old for that.
I do it.
I mean, you know, if you put the, I mean, but I still have the desire to go.
We actually had a house there.
Yeah,
we just sold it last summer, actually.
Right.
But we had a house right in Disney, so we just cab it. It's like $5 cab ride, literally.
Wow.
Or maybe not $5, but whatever. It was like right there. And we used to go and drink because you play around the world. Epcot Center is amazing.
Yeah,
Epcot Center is so
and
cool.
Then they have Universal Studios there too.
Yeah, it's way bigger and better than here.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, here's crap.
I don't get it.
Compared to what we have in Florida.
I don't get it. But maybe it's a good reason to go and visit. You know? I mean, I've always wanted to go and see what Disney World looks like.
You should.
Because everybody always says, oh, it's so much nicer than Disneyland.
Oh, my God. You know? So much nicer. You should definitely go and do it.
Yeah.
People go all the time that don't have kids.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
That's true.
I would go on, like, a romantic getaway. It would be so cute.
That's true, too.
I would totally do it.
That's true, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's all kind of places, kinds
in fact,
of places.
I will go there on a romantic getaway. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. But no, stay on the Queen Mary. Why not?
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that'd
totally.
Be cool. So you've never been on a cruise, huh?
No.
Wow, you got to go. I've been on a few of them. They're I mean, for someone like you, it's amazing. It's like partying all the time, you know, drinking, pool parties, things like that, you know.
I guess, I don't know, I mean, I go on boats all the time. Like, that's not, you know, I've just never done a cruise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've done, like, snorkeling tours and, like, fishing tours and, you know, I love going on boats and all that.
Right.
But, I've never done an actual...
Yeah, that's a different ride.
Like, I guess when I had the opportunity to go, it was like, do you want to go there or do you want to go to, like, you know, a cool island somewhere? Mm-hmm. And I decided to not go on the boat because I was like, well, what if I'm, like, stuck on the boat and I don't like where you're going?
Yeah, that's
and then it was,
true.
Like, the feeling of being stuck and that, like, freaked me out.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that, huh?
Yeah.
But the ships are so big. It's like a little city on, you know, on the water. And the ships today are just, like, extravagant, you know? I mean, all the stuff they have there, they have great shows, lots of food, you know, all the time. And the nice thing about it is... You don't have to take a car. You don't need to take money with you. You just kind of like go in your room. You get ready. You leave. Yeah. And you walk around. You know.
I'll have to do it.
Yeah, you'll have to do it. Find someone who will take you.
I have someone that will go with me.
Yeah, good. Then you just give him an ultimatum, you know.
No. More than likely, I will find a way to get a boat and... Yeah. Get it for myself.
Yeah, but if you go to the Caribbean because I think it's nicer than going to Mexico. I've been to both.
Maybe I'll do one like in the spring or something. That'll be like my spring excursion. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, that would be nice. Definitely don't go when it's cold though because the fun part is the pool parties and stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess if you were to go now and you go in the Caribbean, then you're fine.
Yeah.
Like if now is perfect time for Hawaii.
Right.
You know.
That's true, yeah.
Or
I know, a cruise to Hawaii. Even one to Alaska, I think, would be like
that
awesome.
Would be really cool. I would love to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
I know, especially on a ship, you know.
I would have to go ice fishing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
be
cool.
Well, I feel like if I'm going to go there, I'd want to experience, you know, Alaska for what it is. So I definitely want to go ice fishing, and I would get really excited if I saw a polar bear.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
I know, and it's cool to be there to see, like,
little penguins.
Daylight for 20 hours a day.
That would be interesting.
Or dark for so
long. Or if it's dark for whatever.
Yeah.
I think daylight would be the hardest because it's hard to sleep. Well, I guess you could just close the shades and you'd be fine.
Yeah.
I think it would be coolest to have the dark all day. That'd be so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I think
about that.
I would like it. I mean, I don't know about for 30 days or 20 days or whatever long it is, but I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
I just to walk around like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know. You seen the movie Insomnia with Al Pacino?
No.
Yeah, it was good. It took place in Alaska, and it shows you how the sun is up all day and all night, and he has a hard time sleeping, you know? So, I mean, it's a crime
movie. That was a good movie, right? I feel like,
maybe
I did see it, and he was, like, dement, like... can't remember. I don't know, he was crazy, right?
No, I don't think so. I think he was a detective. It was a long time ago. But he was a detective. But he probably, I think he was losing his mind or something.
Yeah, I feel like.
Because he wasn't sleeping.
Well, if you have insomnia, then you probably would lose your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I lose my mind when I don't get a couple hours of sleep.
I know. I know. I tried to go to sleep early last night. And actually, it's interesting how much difference an extra hour makes,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I try not to go to bed after one. I mean, then I'm just like, I can't get up in the morning, you know?
I went to the Magic Castle last night.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
It was fun.
Did they give you like that pass when we had them on the show that time? Or how do you get in? Because you have to be a member, right?
Right, my girlfriend.
Or be invited.
My girlfriend's the head PR.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Is but he the one we talked to on the phone that time?
No, we talked to Liberty Larson.
That's right, who owns the place.
Well, her family owns it.
That's right, yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, I used to get in because of Extends. Like, they have a membership. So, I used to just call him and he would get me on. And then my girlfriend became the PR, and so I just called her.
Nice. But, so, what did you see? I mean, good magic?
It was cool. Yeah, there's some. I was drunk and silly last night, so I was really trying to, like, stump everyone, and I was in my, like, I'm going to stump you. Like, it was pretty funny. I guess if you're watching me, it was funny. But yeah, it was really cool because. I couldn't figure this out. Like, he had a bunch of cards, and I was holding the glass, and the glass was in my hand, and it had a cloth over it, and there was nothing in it.
Right.
Because I could see through it, and I was looking at it, and I kept shaking it, and there was, like, nothing there at all, and I was like, okay, well, whatever. And all of a sudden, he's like, da-da, and I felt the card go in.
Really?
I had to sneeze.
Yeah. Bless you.
Thank you.
So you felt the card go in.
I felt it go in. It was so weird. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, well, maybe it's because I did shake it so much and I shook it in there. But you know, that was crazy. So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
I know, they do some amazing things. You know, I really want to do magic, but it's like, it takes so much practice.
Right.
You know?
And I'm the girl that was like, I saw it. Ahaha.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, but that's the thing.
It was cool.
Yeah, I think the fun of it is not really trying to figure out how they do it, just to kind of accept it. You know that it's magic and they do it very well, and you can't tell how they do it, and that's good enough. You know, because sometimes you just can't. You know, I'll tell you why I don't like figuring out how they do it, because it's like so anticlimactic. You know, because. It's like, oh, is that what you do? You know, I mean, it seemed like it just came out of thin air, and you know, and
right, and you're
and
like,
now
what?
You're doing this with a little string or something, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I did see like strings one time when I was on stage. I was like, that's interesting. But I mean, what they do, it's all about the performance, you know, and it's pretty cool. I have to say, it's pretty rad.
It is. I was reading the whole book on magic and magicians, and it's really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, they have their own like. Competitions and things like that, you know, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, yeah, I know that people come from all over to go to the Magic Castle because it's the Magicians Institute, and,
right?
Which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
And so you have magicians from all over the place that are coming through and visiting or studying there and performing, and so that's pretty rad, I guess.
Yeah.
And I know that there's different hauntings and stuff like there too. Like there's some stories and when. Oh, I forgot to do the piano thing last night. Oh well. But yeah, I mean, I love like the history of it. It's just cool.
Yeah.
I mean, and even to see like some of the Houdini's, you know, things that are actually there is pretty neat.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and get in. We'll see. Maybe I'll.
You just gotta let me know.
Yeah.
Just tell me and.
I will. Yeah.
Get you in there.
Yeah, definitely. I wanna go there.
It's
know?
Really cool. It's so worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember, she told us. I mean, the membership's pretty expensive. I think.
Like $100,000 a year.
Really?
I know for. Yeah. I think there's different levels.
Yeah.
I think there's like a cheaper one, and then you can't. You only get maybe you get one guest, or you only get so many a month.
Right.
I think like the standard membership is like $100.
Wow,
and then 100, if you're a magician, it's different. You know. Because if you're a magician, I don't think you have to pay. You just do classes or whatever.
Who would pay that kind of money just to go see magic? Like
people do.
How many times
a
year?
Well, I think the really expensive one includes like dinners and things. Like I, to an extent, I don't know how many dinners you get, but I know you get priorities for everything.
Oh, okay.
And all that. So
If I had $100,000, man, it wouldn't go to the Magic Castle. But then again, you know, when you have a couple billion,
it doesn't matter.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
And my friend who owns Extends doesn't matter to him. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I wonder if I'm ever going to get to that point in my life where I don't have to worry about money anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really nice.
I'll be that way next
Just
year.
Just once in a fucking lifetime.
I'll be that way next year after a few of my shows sell and, yeah.
Well, I'll be happy to. Yeah. I mean, I'll be happy for you when it does happen, mm-hmm. you know. And, yeah, so this is interesting. We're going to have a girl that's on that was on Big Brother 14. Do you know any of the people on there?
He would ask Rachel Riley. She would know everybody.
Yeah, she would know. Her name is JoJo, and she's I think she's back east, and she's going to be on the show soon. Jesse, our listener, is arranging this because he's dying for her to be on the show.
Okay.
So we'll make it happen.
Oh, we could
and
just call Rachel.
Like a lot of fun.
I could have just called Rachel and had her on.
No, well, I'm in touch with her. It's just that she's so busy, she never gets my messages, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, but people become celebrities from these reality shows, and then
it's
you
crazy.
Can't find them anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get so many bookings and whatnot. Like, I'm so proud of Rachel. She's doing so much with... actually, her and I have a show that we're doing.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, we're going to start working on that soon. But, yeah, I'm really excited. It's about pets and whatnot. I won't say too much now, but... she's got her wedding show coming out. Her and her husband have their own reality show coming out on WeTV soon.
A wedding show? I mean,
They just got married.
Yeah.
It's like their newlyweds.
Oh,
like
I
newlywed
see. Okay,
show.
So
yeah.
They're going to follow them and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wonder if anybody's going to watch it. Because if you haven't watched Big Brother, you don't know who she is.
I think people watch it. She's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, people watch. It would be like if I had my own show.
Yeah.
You would watch it because I'm retarded.
Yeah.
Not saying she's retarded, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, she's silly.
Yeah.
So it would be. They're really funny. People would definitely watch it, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, sounds good. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing your shows on TV. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know, when you put in so much effort and stuff, you know, it's like you want to see something happen, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just so hard because there's so much competition in this town and everybody's trying to get a hit series and things like that. You
right.
know? But it's good for them that they manage, you know, to sort of like break out from the cast of Big Brother and do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah. Did you know the text message is 20 years old this week?
What? Really?
The text message, yeah. December 3rd, 1992, the first text message was sent. And it read, Merry Christmas. 1992. Yeah. You know how many text messages are sent every year? 8.6 trillion.
I believe that. Wow. I don't even talk on the phone.
I know.
I just text.
You don't need a phone. You just need a texting machine.
Yeah. Well, then I have the voice texting, which is really cool.
Yeah.
The only thing is it doesn't put periods or commas in between.
Really? Does it really recognize?
Yeah, it doesn't. I'll be like, see, like blah, 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 period. And then it'll write the period.
Or, I know. Cause...
Or I'll say it like, hi, thinking maybe it'll do like exclamation. And then I'm like, oh, God, if anyone, luckily my windows are up in my car when I'm doing this.
Uh-huh.
No one can hear me. When I first was playing with this, which was like the other day, I'm in my car like trying to see if it will pick up like exclamation point or period or like tone. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
Huh? Yeah. Well, that's pretty good because I try to do it with Siri and 9 times out of 10, she's not very accurate, you know.
Siri
with
can the texting. Be very temperamental.
Yeah. With the texting, it just doesn't work very well, you know. And then you go, the hell with it. I'll just type it in, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but it's definitely changed communication, you know, this texting thing. And people do it all the time, you know. But, so, you know, you talk about texting. I saw this story here. Oh, so in Indonesia, right, this man, he's 40 years old. He married a 17-year-old, okay?
What?
Yeah, apparently at 16, it's a legal age to marry women there, you know. Because, I mean, it's very... Muslim there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they only get married at like 14 or 15 sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, in other places, But
so sad. So sad.
It really is, you know. But the point is that he married her and then divorced her via text message 4 days later.
Stop it.
Yeah, because he claimed she wasn't a virgin when he married her.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know how women
Here's
are victimized
I would
so
not
much
be,
out there.
Yeah, I would not want to marry a virgin.
Yeah.
I mean, and why would a guy, well, here, it's totally different, but would you want to marry a virgin?
Well,
no.
But to them, it's like a question of respect and honor and shit like that.
But
you know?
Wouldn't you want someone who
has experience
like way
and stuff,
more,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And besides, you know, when you do a virgin, they tend to cling to you.
Yeah.
And you may not want that, you know. So, so that's ridiculous, you know. And women just have no rights in these places. And I just can't believe, I really feel for them.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, you know, because, I mean, you're just born into the society. They do with you whatever they want. And they don't give a shit, you know. So, yeah, that's divorce by text.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you
that's
who
crazy.
Are interested. Yeah.
So what do you think about the Diana stuff? I mean, Diana. Oh, my God. What's her name?
Catherine.
Yeah. It was like the whole pregnancy thing.
Yeah. I know. I had this here. So I guess she's in the hospital because of acute morning mm-hmm. sickness. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, look, I'm happy for them. You know, I mean, why not? This kid's going to be like, I think it's the story of Diana all over again.
I kind
of,
You know what, though? It's pretty cool. I guess, you know what's bothered me, though, is I wouldn't want everyone up in my business. Like, when I mean, I get it because you who you are, but, you know, when I'm preggo. Like, I don't need everyone following me around.
Right.
You know? It's like...
But that's royalty. I mean, you know, that's what you sign up for. When
you know, the fact that you have morning sickness and people, and you're going to the hospital for it. Like, you know what I mean? They're all like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so she's puking. So what? That's what happens.
Yeah.
Why do we need to broadcast that all over, everywhere? Why is it national news?
Because people want to know.
It's like...
She's got a lot of fans.
So are they going to broadcast farting, too? I mean, it's like, it just doesn't make sense to me. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to do is eventually, whenever I'm preggers, I'm going to sit here and tweet every time I puke. Just to, why not? Let everyone know. I mean, like, it's just...
Yeah, you might as well.
Do you see how stupid this sounds? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I know.
Stupid.
I know, but... We're fascinated with celebrities. What can I do? You know,
right.
I mean, half of the stories in People magazine and Star and Us, all that is all gossip, you know, of going into people's lives.
Yeah.
And people love that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know, you know, because they become like bigger than life for us, those celebrities.
Yeah.
So we want to see them as human, I guess. But, so they don't know if they're going to have a boy or a girl, I guess, but they're saying even a girl might... actually be
I think some psychic went on
for the throne.
Some famous psychic went on and they said that was gonna be a girl.
Really?
Yeah
They are saying their child will be the next in line to the British throne after William.
Why wouldn't it go to the
Prince Charles?
Right.
Yeah, well, he's running out of time really, but once he's dead, then William is gonna So,
wait, so William's the only one that's married, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then once William is old and everything and, you know, passes away, then I guess his child would move on. Yeah. So I don't know how it works, but...
Isn't there a Harry?
Yeah, Harry's the younger one.
So why wouldn't it go to him?
Because it always goes to the firstborn.
I'm the firstborn's kid?
Yeah.
That's such crap.
I know.
Wow.
I know. But no, Harry has no chance.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Maybe if everybody died, he would, you know?
See, and this is where, like, the evilness used to come in. Like, they would, like, you know, the younger one would kill off the older ones.
Right.
They would get the throne.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it used to happen all the time in medieval times and shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Poison people and, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning all about poisons right now.
Really?
Yeah, and homeopathy. Well, because actually most poisons actually cure.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Mm-hmm.
An extract from poison.
Yeah. It's actually funny because I was watching Dexter, which I love Dexter, and they were all talking about aconite and how, like, poisonous aconite is, which, it's like rat poison, basically. I mean, that's what they use in it. And it's a flower that grows naturally, and that's something that I told my mother to take it because it's for, like, her type of people. Like, I mean, you can get it at Whole Foods. You just need it in small doses.
Oh.
Like, you know, 6 milligram or 6, whatever you call it, CC things of it. If you take a lot of it, then you absolutely will kill someone. It causes heart attacks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, on Dexter, they were using it, the serial killer, this girl was using it to kill off everyone in her path, basically. Was putting it in their food or like on the rim of their glass. It's crazy. But there's this book that I'm like obsessed with. It's so good. It's we need to get her on here if we can. Maria Schneider, I think her name is, or Schneider. Anyway.
Shriver?
No,
not Maria Shriver.
No, it's an author.
Right.
She's got a book series called Fire Study and Magic Study and Poison Study, and they're such good books. But it has to do, I mean, and they're incredible. I mean, they're really incredible. It has a lot to do with, like, I think things that are going now. And I mean, basically, it takes place either way in the future or way in the past. You're not really sure. I would think way in the future, kind of like a Star Wars.
Right.
And it's these kingdoms, and it's kind of like this certain kingdom can't mingle with the other kingdom because one is like magic. But anyway, it's all about poisons, and it's about the king's. This girl gets punished, and she's like the king's food sampler.
Uh huh.
So she has to, before to become the food sampler, she has to learn about poisons.
Yeah.
And literally has to take the poisons, you know, what they taste like or feel like in the mouth and whatever. And it's crazy. It's it's really cool because you go through all the poisons and you learn about them. Like it actually tells you stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, maybe you'll know how to get rid of someone.
I would never do that. But I'm thinking, no, but poisons actually cure you, is what I'm saying.
Like,
in small doses, they can cure. And that's what homeopathy is. That's, which actually, frankly, it's not as, I mean, it's kind of boring to me. I like herbs better. Herbalism, so much more fun.
Yeah, but you like it in general, right? What you're learning now and everything.
Yeah. Well, I just like learning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I want to help people. So for me, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So when are you going to be ready to actually use that?
Soon.
Yeah?
Very soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Actually, my jars come in, I think, today or tomorrow. And I have a whole thing of herbs that I just got shipped to me. So I'm really excited.
Yeah.
To play with them.
So what do you do with the herbs?
Well, right now, because I'm in class, I'm learning like... I'm making tinctures and whatnot. So one of them, I'm making a soap, like a lavender soap. I'll be making a face wash. I'm making lip balm. All natural. I mean, it's literally from herbs.
Really?
From scratch.
Nice.
Yeah. Candles, teas, and then and different. I mean, these are just like to see if I can do it, to learn how to do it, basically.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's to learn how. And then once I learn that, then you go into what each flower or what each thing does. And you make your own mixtures and become, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like lavender's calming and soothing and takes red out and stuff. So, like, if you have, like, a skin irritation, you would use lavender and or oatmeal, you know, like mixing things together.
Yeah.
So it's like learning about what things do and mixing them together and then how they mix because then everything mixes right.
Right.
And I know I'm going to go through a lot of, let's see what this is like, you know. I know me.
Experiments.
Some
right?
stuff is going to suck, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
just don't cause any explosions in your lab.
You know, I used to do that when I was younger. I loved science and I used to mix weird things together. And just, I think it was like, what was it, peroxide and baking soda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
We made a volcano when I was in fourth grade. My dad taught me how to do it.
A volcano?
Yeah.
With chemicals, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It was like for a fourth grade project.
Right.
And we put like, it was peroxide and baking, whatever. And
yeah, it starts frothing
like
and then,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's pretty cool. And we put food coloring in it, so it was like red.
Wow.
It's pretty rad.
Yeah, that's
red
nice.
Red or black, I can't remember. We made lava.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I guess in Washington...
I don't know why we started talking about that.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
I need french fries. French fries.
Yeah. So I guess in Seattle... people got together because they're waiting for the moment that marijuana would become legal in the state. So they're showing you like a whole bunch of people near the Space Needle.
Oh, actually, I do know
smoking
all about
smoking and stuff.
Yesterday?
You know? Yeah.
So yesterday, yeah, my friend had a prohibition party.
Uh-huh.
Because yesterday also marked the day where prohibition was released.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so... they all met up for the marijuana thing, and they actually had a lady from the sheriff's department come in and speak, because she's like, if you know, if we lift the ban on marijuana and whatnot, basically we're helping get rid of a lot of drug slave trades and all this other stuff. So
right.
It's a
yeah.
cool, yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, everywhere you read, like former law enforcement officers and things like that, they would tell you the drug war
right.
is lost, you know.
Right.
It's just a lot of people die and
right.
people fill prisons for what, you know, for a plant.
Right.
Yeah. So in Washington state, it's still illegal to grow it or to... Yeah. Or selling it, I guess. Growing and selling it is a felony. So how are you supposed to get it? I don't know. but...
Yeah,
you know, they'll probably have dispensaries and stuff like that, too,
right.
so that would work. But they're showing you, like, a whole bunch of people smoking pot with their pipes and shit. That would have been fun, man, I'm telling you. So I guess they had police over there, and they just issued warnings, verbal warnings. They didn't arrest anybody or anything.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they're saying that, you know, I mean, the challenge that they get from the federal government could take years to resolve, you know. So in the meantime, they'll all probably be getting high until that happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good for them. Another interesting thing is, you know who Anderson Cooper is from CNN? Apparently, he like had an eye burn. What happened? He was on a boat surrounded by water. He didn't have any sunglasses. And he says he went to sleep in the middle of the night. His eye started burning. And he realized he got a sunburn in his eye.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, they're saying that's pretty dangerous stuff, you know.
That's weird.
And you don't want to go... you don't want to go anywhere where it's really sunny and, you know, just like when you go skiing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to take sunglasses too and goggles or whatever.
Well, that's because you also can't see the depth of certain things when you're skiing.
Right. Yeah, but it's a lot because of the reflection of the snow, right?
It's the reflection of the snow, and it's also because you can't see the depth. Or because if it's actually flurrying or snowing, you just can't see, and it gets in your eyes, and then you're blinded, and you can't ski properly.
Wow.
So it's protection and all kinds of sorts.
I'm thinking this winter I might actually go and learn to ski, you know? I mean,
that'd be awesome.
Looks like so much fun.
I'm going to Big Bear.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Big Bear is cool. There's, there's a lot you can do with the snow, you know? I mean, that's what's fun.
Yeah.
We just don't get a lot of it, but I guess if you drive a little bit, you can find it.
Well, you know, there is Mount Baldy that's only 40 minutes away, and they make their own snow, and then they had a snowstorm actually this week, so they've got snow. I go there. I used to go there all the time. I can't go this year because it's a little more for expert, I guess, in some of it.
Oh, really?
Well, there's a couple trails that are decent. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my friend actually owns it, and Mount Baldy is like only 40 minutes away. It's literally up by Pasadena, like right in the mountains right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll check it out for sure, you know.
You should definitely go there. It's pretty cool, and they have like the notch at the top of the hill is... just looks over everything. It's gorgeous.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, we are out of time for today. It's
time
Thursday
for French
already,
fries.
Huh?
French fries.
You're going to get some French fries
French
now?
French fries.
You're in the mood for those now?
French fries.
You sometimes get that craving for French fries.
I love French fries.
They're good.
They're so good. And I want Solar de Coenga French fries because the sauce that they have dipped, it's so good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where is that on Coenga?
Solar de Coenga.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Coenga and Franklin.
Oh, okay.
For those
so
of
that's
you
in
who
Hollywood.
Live, for those of you that live in Hollywood area, oh my God, they have really good food. Their salads are huge and amazing. But I love their fries. They have literally the best fries, and they have really good coffee too. Actually, everything there is so good.
Good.
But I want their damn fries.
Okay, well you can stop on the way home.
I think I'm gonna call in an order and pick it up, like. Swing by, grab it, and leave.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.